Lynn Redgrave has received Oscar nominations for Georgie Girl and Gods and Monsters. She's also had Tony and Emmy nominations. She's a fifth-generation member of a distinguished theatrical family that has provided material for her other career as a playwright. Charlene Scott of member station WFCR reports.
In spite of her success as an actor, Lynn Redgrave says she's never been comfortable with the uncertainties that go with the profession. So she says it's been liberating to switch gears at this point in her life.
It's thrilling. You know, my first play began when I was 50. So, you know, it's a nice kind of new thing to discover, a kind of Grandma Moses moment.
Redgrave is the youngest of three siblings. Her relationship with her father, the late Sir Michael Redgrave, was the inspiration for her one-woman show, Shakespeare for My Father. It was about an often difficult relationship with a parent who failed to even mention her birth in his daily diary. Growing up, she depended on her mother for love and support. Dame Rachel Kempson is in part responsible for Redgrave's second play, The Mandrake Root, now making its world premiere at Long Wharf Theater in New Haven, Connecticut. This time, Redgrave focuses on mothers and daughters.
I've just about done the best I could do with the father-daughter relationship. It certainly seemed a good kicking-off point. You know, I am a mother. I have a mother. My mother had a mother. Most of us have had them, or, you know, if our mothers are dead, we are the daughter of somebody.
But Redgrave says this play is not autobiographical.
The role of Rose is inspired by my mother. The vast majority of The Mandrake Root came simply out of my head. I don't know, the characters kind of wrote it themselves to a certain extent. This isn't my story, nor my mother's story, but it is, there are bits, there are parts.
Like Redgrave's mother, the Mandrake Root's Rose Randall is English, an actor, and the widow of a powerful theatrical figure. The playwright says the two women also share some regrets about lost loves and opportunities.
Oh, my darling, all my chances, all spread out behind me, like a huge billowing tapestry. All those threads, those colors that I could have used to sew into my life. And instead, what I have to show for it? A dead husband who was a famous producer, but a drunk and a queer. A lover whom I allowed to destroy my life, even while he gave me my only joy. And a daughter whom I abandoned every time that beautiful monster beckoned.
Redgrave's writing has impressed critics, and it also impressed the Mandrake Root's director, Warner Shook. He got her first draft when he was artistic director at Intiman Theater in Seattle. He says it was one of the finest he's ever seen.
I was taken with it because of the complexities of the character of Rose and who she was, and at age 80 to be going through all these feelings about loss and roads I didn't take and sexual feelings that are still alive in her. I was terribly moved by it, and she was funny and touching and harrowing and frightening all in one, you know. But I called Lenny and I said, you know, we could do a workshop of it here in Seattle. And I said, you know, we have a wonderful acting pool here in Seattle. I think I can cast all these other parts, but where am I going to get this 80-year-old woman to play the part of Rose? And, you know, then she said, oh, darling, didn't I tell you?
Shook says working with an actor who is also a playwright is a huge advantage.
She intuits instantly if something is working or not working. And so I don't have to turn to the playwright and say, oh, gee, you know, I really think if you would just maybe trim this, she'll go, no, doesn't work. Or, you know, or when something is really cooking, she knows it. And that's a wonderful, wonderful luxury.
Shook and Redgrave spent 2.5 years working on the play, and both say they believe it's the first time that the sexuality of an elderly woman has been addressed in such a high-profile production. In the play, Rose has to sublimate her desires for many years when her husband makes it clear that he prefers other men. Eventually, she falls for his best friend, who becomes the love of her life. After the man's wife dies, an elderly Rose attempts to rekindle the romance by writing him a letter.
My darling Alistair, I think of you every waking minute, of your beautiful body next to mine, and your midshipman loves his captain more than life itself. I've made a big decision. Martha died 5 years ago. We no longer run the risk of hurting her. I have therefore finally left Rob. He doesn't mind. He's being looked after by a very nice chap. I've met him. He clearly worships Rob. Sally lives in America with her daughter. And your children, too, are past all possible hurt by our actions, my darling. We are now well into our old age, and I want to spend my last years in your arms.
Redgrave says she decided to make Rose's sexuality a central part of her character because she wants to dispel the myth that older women aren't interested in sex.
She's thinking about it and she's talking about it, and now that she's older and has been going through a terrible emotional or mental crisis, there are no inhibitions on her. You know, she doesn't have that kind of, oh, well, in nice company, we don't talk about these things. She talks. And I think the audience, I hope, will find that both funny and touching and give them hope. Yes, give them hope, you know.
But some things in life, Redgrave admits, are unachievable. She takes the title of her play from a line in the John Donne poem, Song. She says the challenge offered in the poem has haunted her since childhood.
Go and catch a falling star. Get with child a mandrake root. Tell me where all past years are, or who cleft the devil's foot. Teach me to hear mermaids singing, or to keep off envy's stinging, and find what wind serves to advance an honest mind.
Lynn Redgrave is Rose Randall in The Mandrake Root at Long Wharf Theater in New Haven, Connecticut. For NPR News, I'm Charlene Scott.